Three generations go pheasant hunting. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight with Josh Mills.
We had three generations of Mills go out the other day and had a great time. My dad, OMR, he's 80. You know, he's slowed down a little bit, but he's an excellent blocker and can do a lot of things that most 80-year-olds can't do. And my son's 10, and his name's Carson. I'm trying to get him out and get him walking with us. He's not hunting yet because he's just a little bit young, just turned 10. And Hunter's Ed's coming in a couple of years, but it was just such a fun time spending time and showing him, and he got to see what the dog did and watch how we looked for birds and why we went to certain places and why birds go in certain ways and how do you know they're going to be there, Dad, and so on and so forth. And middle of the day, I knocked a bird down, and as roosters do, sometimes they just disappear. We put the dog on it and put circles and circles around its property. We just could not find the wounded bird. So that was a tough lesson there. But later in the day, towards the last piece of cover, we were working up a draw, and he was right behind me, and I was always turning around making sure his eyes were up, because it can all happen so fast, because he's looking at the ground or looking at other things, and you know, he'd trip and fall about five or six times that day, because walking through that cover, there's a bit of an art of walking through it, so you don't fall on your face all the time. Well, I looked through the cover, and I could see the dog get very, very birdy. I'm like, hey, bud, you know, we got something going on here, and boom, here goes this rooster. And thankfully, I pasted it, it fell to the ground. The dog brought it over. He's like, that was awesome, Dad. Can we go again next week?
Music to any dad's ears. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.